Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Oh, you guys, it feels so good to be back. I have missed doing this, but I have a lot of stuff to fill you guys in on. I have not done an episode since the end of January, and as of today, the day I'm recording this, it is the first part of August. So, yeah. I kind of went MIA there for a while. I know I said I was back and I was telling you guys that I was back, but the Lord had other plans for me. First things first, this has very little to do with why I have been gone, but I am getting my first grandbaby in December and I am so excited. My oldest daughter is expecting, and she is having a little boy in December. She's due on December 1st, and his name is Mason James, and we are just, like, beside ourselves with excitement and cannot wait until December. So, that is something super exciting that came out of this summer. But let's get to the real reason that I have been MIA. I would have to look up the podcast or the episode number, but I had talked a while ago about weight loss and all of the things that go into that and what I felt the Lord was telling me and where I felt that I was being called. And what it boils down to was I've just spent several years in disobedience. I have always loved life coaching. And because of the loss of my first husband and walking through that and knowing what all that entailed, I really thought that the Lord was, well, I don't think the Lord was. I think I was telling myself, because that's what I wanted to do, that I was supposed to be helping women in their marriages. And I always had this gut feeling, intuition type thing that kept coming back, this pull, I guess you could say, that I was supposed to be helping women in weight loss. However, weight loss is the hardest thing for me to deal with in my life. That's been my biggest stumbling block. That's been the thing that I've struggled with most. I did not grow up overweight. However, once I got married in my early 20s, well, I got married when I was 18, but then I started having babies, and in my early 20s, weight just started creeping on, and every so many years, I would just go up another 20 pounds. And this cycle continued, and there was a point in time where I did lose some. I did end up gaining it all back. This is just something that my whole family deals with, and, you know, just one of those things that you just feel like you're kind of stuck in because you can't ever really seem to find the way out or the lasting thing, or, you know, it's society makes it so sexy to be able to just drop all this weight. But very, very, very few people, if they do drop the weight, keep it off. And that's kind of where I was at. And I had tried a whole bunch of different things. Nothing was really working. I didn't want to give up all my favorite foods. I didn't want to give up, you know, going out to dinner with my husband. I didn't want to give up all the fun things because I knew that I wouldn't stick to it. And so over the last almost year, I have done a ton of work because I felt, again, like the Lord was calling me back and I was supposed to be talking about weight loss. And while weight loss is the end result, it's kind of become clear to me that it's not necessarily the weight loss that we're seeking. It's having energy to play with our kids or to do the job that we've been blessed with, or the ability to be comfortable in your clothes, or to be able to go to your closet and pick out something that you feel good in, or to be comfortable in front of your husband. There's just so many things that we blame on weight loss, but in reality, it's our thoughts that are causing our issues. And it's not about the food. Nobody is overweight because of the food. And it sounds very countercultural to say that, because everybody is, you know, preaching macros and counting calories and taking out the quote unquote bad foods. And I don't think there's any bad foods. Food is just food. It doesn't have a moral compass. You are not a better person because you eat foods that are healthier for you. And healthy to me just means that they're more nutrient dense. It doesn't mean that they're good foods or bad foods. And so as I've walked through this journey, I've realized that people that lose weight and keep it off, they know how to sit with their emotions and how to control their thoughts. And they're not mean to themselves. And they're not judgmental of themselves or shaming themselves or feeling guilty because, heaven forbid, they ate a cookie. That stuff just does not lend itself to lasting weight loss. And we think that weight loss is going to solve all of our problems, but it's not. If you don't deal with the emotional issues that you have when you're overweight, you're still going to have those emotional issues when you lose all of your weight. And that's usually why we end up gaining it back. And that was just such an eye-opener to me. And there's different parts of the story that are going to come out. I am going to be podcasting here regularly again. I just released a free ebook that the link is down in the show notes. So if you want to go grab that, that is kind of the basics of weight loss, but that's not what direction I'm heading in. Those things are important, but if we don't address the why of why you're eating, those things will never matter. And so this has kind of all just come full circle that I love life coaching. I love getting in the trenches, and I love to see that light bulb come on. And I love to ask the hard questions and make you really think about the lies that you're telling yourself, or the lies you're believing, or where maybe your thought processes are a little bit messed up. Like, I just love to do that with women. And I've been doing it all myself. So I see the complete transformation that it's made in my life. It's made my relationships different. It's made my relationship with myself different. It's made building my business. It has helped with that. Like, there's just so many things that it helped. And I really thought what I needed was weight loss. Weight loss was going to make my life better. And it's just so different than that. And that's one of the big reasons why, you know, you'll notice. And also at the beginning, I say Rebel Mama Health and Wellness. For anybody that hasn't listened before, if you're a new listener, welcome. But if you haven't listened before, you probably don't know that I live in small town America. I live out in the country. I live on 5 acres, and we have some beef cattle, just a couple beef cattle, and some chickens and some ducks. And as far as you can see around me are cornfields. I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I believe that we should let our men be masculine and not try to make them act like women. I believe in, you know, pretty stereotypical gender roles. I don't hold tight to that. But I am a Christian. I was brought up in a Christian home. I believe in, you know, being a patriot and standing up for what's right and not letting government take control over us. And there's so many things that I would change if I could go back and raise my kids again. My kids are older. My baby is almost turning 15, and my oldest, the one that's going to give me the grandbaby in December, she is 23. So my kids are not little anymore, but if I could go back, there's a lot of things that I would do differently, because I think that we're just kind of being duped when it comes to big pharma and our food supply. I've heard the word lately, scrunchy, which I think is hilarious, because it's like you kind of are trying to be crunchy, you know, get rid of all the toxins and eat super clean and all that. But, you know, you might be eating everything organic for lunch, but then you run through McDonald's and grab a thing of fries for dinner. And I think that's funny. I think that's kind of where I am. Like, I'm trying to do better, but I also am not going to drive myself crazy in trying to be perfect, because perfect is just going to lead you to failure. So I think scrunchy is a hilarious word, and it definitely describes me to a T. And so, yeah, I just been on this journey. And like I said, that's kind of where the Rebel Mama came from. I don't want it to be Rebel Mama weight loss, because ultimately that's not the goal. The goal is for you to be content where you're at right now, because if you're not, you won't be when you lose the weight. And we all think we want weight loss, and maybe we do want weight loss, but you first have to get to a place where you can love yourself through the weight loss and love yourself to that lower weight. And so that's why I chose health and wellness. On my socials, you're going to see a lot of food ideas that are more nutrient dense and different ways of habit change and different ways of changing your thinking. And this podcast is definitely going to incorporate all of that, because I think it's just so, so important. And it's going to kind of sound more like life coaching. Like, we're going to work on, you know, maybe different situations in your relationships that are causing you to turn to food, or maybe your job, or maybe your kids constantly fighting that put you in the pantry at 8 o'clock, stuffing your face with, you know, Oreos or Goldfish or whatever it is. Those are the things that we need to work on for you to have lasting weight loss. And I will mention too, I have not lost all my weight. I'm still on my journey. I'm still in it with you. And the enemy can come at you with the lies that who are you to be helping other women when you still haven't lost all your weight. However, my mindset about it is so, so different. And that's what I want for you. I've incorporated weights into my fitness routine, and my body shape is changing and the composition. And I've been working with a naturopath, and we've gotten some hormone things straightened out, and I just feel really good. I'm sleeping good, which I was not. My workouts are strong and I feel good, and I'm clear-headed, which I also was having a ton of brain fog. And so I'm really working towards longevity. And James always talks about on his podcast, lingering. And, you know, people are living into their 80s and 90s, but a lot of times at 60 or 70, you know, they can't be independent. They can't take care of themselves anymore. And they just linger until they finally pass away. And I just don't want that for me. And I don't want that for you. And it's just in my heart. And like I said, the Lord's been calling me for years to help women in this area and to get us to a point where we're truly healthy, mind, body, and soul. And so I will definitely be sharing more about this and sharing more like specific stories from what's been going on. But I did want to jump on here in case you notice that things are different, things are looking different, and just explain why and what's been going on behind the scenes. And I would love it if you would jump in my Facebook if you want some of those things. On Mondays, every Monday we have a free challenge, and then on Tuesdays we introduce a food that maybe you haven't thought about before, like something you'd want to incorporate. On Wednesdays, we use that food in a recipe. And then Thursday and Friday are just kind of some fun things. There's some easy workouts that are thrown in there every now and then, and just like all kinds of stuff. So it is a private Facebook group. So if you have something to come in there and talk about, you definitely can come in and do that. And it will be in a closed group. So just us in there. But I did want to touch base with you guys and tell you that I miss you, and I'm so glad if you hung around. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am back. So if you guys have any topics that you would like me to talk about or discuss, or issues that you have in different places in your weight loss journey, feel free to send me a message. My contact information is in the show notes below. And other than that, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.